Kol harni ein ben chat tana minon between nafkin one and the other. The kuli kuli noka. Bereshit tana ein ben tishabov kal miyom kippurim. I just want to say what Yom Kippur is more lenient than Yom Kippur. Look at chilo. Elo shezes tveikot osim zes tveikot muter. And by tana ein tishabov kal mitayne sibur. Where is tishabov more lenient than a tayne sibur? El lenient malacha. Although the chumer the chumer tishabov mitayne sibur lo yari hochi. The tzedik bnei zev zeshovim. That these brights are not saying that all the dinim of Tisha B'Av is doing with the tiny Sibur. It's just saying the coolest you have by one, this is the only cooler Tisha B'Av has over Yom Kippur. And this is the only cooler that Tisha B'Av has over a tiny Sibur. A tiny Sibur is Asa B'Mlochom, and Tisha B'Av is Mutta B'Mlochom. But it could be Tisha B'Av is more common than a tiny Sibur. A regular tiny Sibur was saying, you are allowed to wash your hands. Just Kol Gufa is awesome. Mashenkin Tishma was saying now Tishma is the same malach like Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to wash any part of your body. You can't wash on Tishma. Right, the B'chol Mokom Talmud Chacham. Any place that a Talmud Chacham doesn't do malachim, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even though a person that does do malacha, if he wants to act like a Talmud Chacham Tishma and not do malach, he has a right to. L'meim, you're telling me that Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar Loicha Shinul Yura. We're not afraid somebody's going to look like a Bagaivnik, a big shot, which you're not supposed to do it. But here it's mutter. Rabbanan Sav, Rabbanan say no. Chayshinan liyura. Rabbanan say only a Talmud Chacham. A person that doesn't do malacha the whole time shouldn't do malacha on Yom Kippur. But a person that does do malacha, he should not act like a big shot on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kishuvah, but rather do malacha. For the more Ibka Shaminan lu, we learned in Bracha is just the opposite. The Tanan. Chosun. When a Chosun gets married, the night of his Chasna. If he has to likras Kriya Shema, Laila, Risha, and Kaira. If he wants to say Kriya Shema the first night, he has a right to. Reb Shimon Gamliel Loimer, no. Loi kol aroi tzalit las Hashem nitol. If you stam want to say Krishna the first night, you're not allowed to. Since the din is a chosn is put to say Krishna, the zman is there some negated this halacha. Some negated the zman of Gemara. Well, then you used to have a lot of kavana, so the night of the chosn you can't have a lot of kavana. You shouldn't say Krishna. But the zman is there. But chal we don't have that much kavana, so forget. You're a big shot if you don't say Krishna. So the zman is there. We do say Krishna the night of the chosn. But kol pon the zman amishna mikiradin yipoter. So the Rabbanan say, if you want, you could. The Shimon Gamliel says, no. If you want to, still you can. So here you see a machlekes there. Astira. Here, Shimon Gamliel says, if you want, you could be machmir. And there he says, if you want to be machmir, you can be machmir. Rav Yechon Mechlefes Hashita. You're right, it's a good stira. And you have to change around the shittas to make the Shimon Gamliel stim with the Shimon Gamliel. You have to change around the shittas. If Shimon Gamliel in both cases say, you could, there's no in your Mechlef Yurim. And the Rabbanan in both places says, you should not, because it looks like a big shot. You do not have to change around the shittis. The rabbanon are the rabbanon lekashi. There's no steer with the rabbanons. Hocha now mishni here by Tisha B'Av kivun lekula yam avim lacha. So whole year you do malacha. V'yeh you lo yoved and now pumped on Tisha B'Av. You're not doing malacha. Not the cure. That's making yourself look like a big shot. You shouldn't do it. Avil hasam by Krishma kivun lekula yam makari. Monashrech. The whole year around you do say Krishma. V'yeh nami kari. And he also wants to say Kriya Shema now on his night of the Chasna. Lenech Tekiuri. It doesn't look like such a big shot. You're not doing anything special. It's the thing you do every single day. You do Melachim. As Mishloimah by Tisha B'Av, the whole year round you do Melachim. Today, not to do Melachim, that's a bigger mitzvah showing you a big shot. It's a special mitzvah. You're doing something different than you do a whole year. That's awesome. That's a bigger mitzvah, Ba'gai, isn't it? Mashenkin, the fact you say Kriya Shema the whole year, and now in the night of the Chasna, you also want to say Krishna, that's not such a bagaim, because you're not doing something you don't do. That's the normal thing you do. Even though tonight is a swear not to do it, if you hold, you could have kavanah with mutter. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel also like Hashem. Hosam udivin kavanah, by Krishna, you have to have kavanah. V'yanan sadid lemotzi chavni daitei. V'yanan sadid, the night of the Chasna, you're torrid, you're thinking about things, thinking about the viyam, you can't have kavanah to be mechav of Krishma. Therefore, mechzik yur. If you do say, you're mechzik a bagaivnik, like a big shot, you know how to say it. Avul hoch, here by Tisha B'Av, le mechzik yur. The fact you stop doing work on Tisha B'Av doesn't make you look like a big shot. Army people will say, melachu the last leg. You know why he's not doing melachu today? He was laid off, he has no work to do. Pukhazi, look outside. Kama batlon yikub shukah. There are a lot of batlon and people don't have what to do. So the fact you're not doing melacha won't make people look at you astonished to think you're a bagaivnik. Therefore, here it's mutter. Mashenka, to say Krishma, but mocking you can't have kavana, that's a bagaivnik. Therefore, there he said it's us to do.
All right, we'll stop here. Not nun hey by the Mishnah. The Chama Maimrim, the Chama say, Be Yehuda ha yoisin malacha be arvei psochim. In Yehuda, they used to do malacha on Erev Pesach, ad chatzois. Hey, that was the din. And in Yehuda, you're allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Up until chatzois, but after chatzois, it's also. Uve Golol, though in Golol, the other part of Eretz Yisrael, leho yoisin kolikur. There they didn't do malacha at all on Erev Pesach. They held it was also to do malacha. Halayla, what about the night? Hey, the night coming in to Erev Pesach. The Leil of Orl Arbos, like Rashi says. What's the halacha? Is Be Shammai Oisrim. Shammai says it's also to do malacha. It's not only in the daytime Erev Pesach, and even by night also, it's also to do malacha by night. Or Be Silo Matirim. Be Silo holds no, at night time for sure, you're allowed to do malacha. Ad HaNeitzachama, until Neitzachama. That's Bechal, the minig doesn't start until it comes the morning, Neitzachama. That's when the Shalom, the minig, should start not to do malacha. But before Neitzachama, for sure, it's muta to do malacha. The Gemara says like this now. Mikora tonim min hoga. At the beginning, before we learned the minig, the Mishnah before said that there's a minig not to do malach erev Pesach, and certain places have the minig, you're allowed to do malach. It's totally in the minig. Masha mikora din, you're allowed to do malach. The only shalom is what the minig is. And ulipsoif toni surah. Now in our Mishnah, it's mashmit mikora din, it's osir. Rashi says, mikora tonim min hoga. Tola b'minig. The first Mishnah was totally what the minig is. If it's a minig to do malacha or a minig not to do malacha. Well, if Saif Tani Yisuru, the Tani, Be'shamai Oisrim, the Mashra B'chol Mokam, Be'shamai said it's also to do malacha in Erev Pesach. Mashma T'nissa B'chol Mokam, Tz'chorot Tz'stira. Is it only a minig not to do malacha or is it a nissa? Amar Rabbi Yechon L'kash, Rabbi Yechon says there's no stira here. Tell Yehor Rabbi Meir, Yehor Rabbi Yudah. Sakya Machoikis, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudah. It's what's the halacha between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudah? The Tanya we learned like this. Omer Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah says, Be Yehuda hoi oisin malacha. Rabbi Yudah holds mashmit mikra adin. The mikra adin, Yehuda was mekabel that you're allowed to do malacha. Be'arve psochim, on Erev Pesach. Ad chatzois, up until chatzois, mikra adin it's mutter. Over Galil, and the Galil though, ain't a moisten kolikr. Rabbi Yudah holds the Galil held that mamash it's also to do malacha on Erev Pesach, kolikr. It's not a minig, but mamash it's mikra adin. And Omolay Reb Meir, Reb Meir said back to Yehuda, Ma Raya Yehuda, the Golol Lekan. What does it have to do with Yehuda the Golol Lekan? Like it's not, Reb Meir holds it's not totally in din, if it's Mutter Roser. Avad Mikir Adin, Rabbon never made a din, not to do Moloch on Erev Pesach. Elomokim Shino Golasais Moloch Oisin. It's totally what the minig of the Mokim is. If you're in such a place that the Noig, the minig is the custom there is, Lasa is malacha to do malacha on Erev Pesach is a malacha oisin. You're allowed to do malacha. And mokim shinogu shlei lasa is, if the meaning of this mokim is not to do malacha, and achnami den takei noisin. That's what Rav Meir answers back. So Gemara makes a diyuk. Mi dekama Rav Meir min hogon. Since Rav Meir says it's totally in the minhig, is mechlaf meretz arayid Rav Yehudi isura kama. That according to Rav Yehudi, it's mikra adin, that Yehuda hold it was osir, and Galil hold it was mutter. That's mikra adin. Yeah, that in Yehuda they did malacha and Galil they didn't do malacha. So I guess you see it's a machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Meir. If this halacha not to do malacha is mikir adin, the rabbanon made a gzeira, made a din you shouldn't do, or it's only told in the minig. And the minig is not gemin. If it's only minhogim, you could be matir. Like a minig is like a neder. You could be matir the minig if you want to. But Rashi gives mikir adin. The rabbanon said it's us. You can't do anything about it. It's an iser. So Rashi says, Ma raya Yehuda v'gol lekan. Av kol mokim shenogu heter heter nogu iser iser. It's not only din in Yehuda and Gol, it's totally any place. That's totally minhogim. Whatever the custom of that mokim is, you have to do. So mechlal der Yehudi isura kamar. Dibnei Yehuda matirin. Dibnei Yehuda held Rabbonim never made a gzera not to do malach and Erev Pesach. Abo bnei Galil oisrim. But the people in Galil, they talk el mi'ikir radin with Rabbonim, it's also to do malacha. The minhoga come if you only say it's a minig, my peluk that Rav Meir. What's the machlokes Rav Meir? Who Rav Yehuda nami hachi have a yomer beglil? Who you noigim by yistashach miro latzman? Rav Yehuda noigim by heter. So what's the machlokes if not for this punkt that Rav Yehuda holds? It's totally in din, and Rav Meir holds no. It's totally what the minig is. So the Gemara, the sovar Rav Yehuda, arba also mutav asiyis malachi. Is it true that Rav Yehuda holds that on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to do malacha, at least there's a place that held this mutter, like in Yehuda. They held it was mutter to do malacha, for Tanya Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda has said like this, ha-menachesh b'shloish osar. If somebody is menachesh, means uproots, he has something growing, let's say like wheat growing, and you're menachesh, you uproot it. Drashi, a menachesh mibein tfuas dogen. You're planting wheat, and you want to like uproot the wheat and then plant it someplace else. So you're picking it up now. Is ha-menachesh b'shloish osar. V'nekro b'yodoy. And you picked it up in your hand. Is alocha shoyshlo b'mokim hatit. You should right fast plant it in a mokem atit where it's a little bit wet. V'yein shoysim mokem hagerid. But don't plant it in a dry place. Why not? So you're supposed to, what the shala here is, mishum chodesh. That the locha is, if something is growing and nishrash before the second day of Pesach, then we say the omer is matarit and there's no yisra chodesh upon it. Mashenkin, if it's not nishrash, if it's not planted in time, that when it comes the second day of Pesach, tes zayin benisin, it's not rooted, it doesn't have roots there, so then we say it's called chodesh, and you're not allowed to eat it until the next year. So here you uprooted this wheat a few days before Pesach. So telling you an eitzer is fast, go and plant it, the mokam atit. Mokam atit, Rashi says, you want it to fast to get Shroshim to start growing fast before the Omer. Because the Omer is matir, anything that's rooted in the ground. Anything that first starts getting its root, you planted it even a day or two before Pesach, but it didn't start catching roots yet in the ground, is alocha asurim mishum chodesh, until it comes the next year Pesach. Hey, in Eretz Yisrael, that's the locha. Any wheat that's planted before Pesach, if it's nishrash, if it's rooted and it has roots in the growing already, then when it comes the second day Pesach, that's mati. From then on, you're allowed to eat the wheat. But wheat that's first planted after that, or even if you planted the day before, but it didn't get roots yet, then the locha is, the omer is not matarit, and you're not allowed to eat it until the next year. So here the eighth was, if you pulled it out on the 13th day, so it's saying fast, plant it fast, where? In a wet place. Rashi says in a wet place, because then it starts to get roots very fast. But don't plant it the mokam hagerir. Rashi says yovish in a dried out place, sheinam amar liklet. Because it's of a dried out place, then it doesn't get niklat so fast, doesn't get roots there, it doesn't grow so fast. So then you're afraid that oimer won't be matarit. So the diik is, b'shloisha osarin. Mashmon, we're talking about the 13th day of Nisan. That's when it's mutter to do this malacha of uprooting it and then planting it again. Of a barbo, so like, but on Erev Pesach, arbo, so mashma, then it's osar. On Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to do the malacha of uprooting and planting again. It says, michti, let's see. Shamina le Rabbi Yehuda, we know Rabbi Yehuda, she there is. The Omar, kol har kovo, she'eno koletes l'shloisha yomim, shuvena koletes. Anything you plant to grow, that within 3 days, then it starts to get roots. If it doesn't get roots by then, it'll never get roots. So as long as it's planted 3 days before the second day of Pesach, it should be good. Now, these sakotat, if you're going to tell me now, that arba os is muta vasiyas melacha, that on Erev Pesach also, you're allowed to do melacha, lo molish loish osor, why do you dafka have to plant it? On the 13th day of Nisan, for Yikara Beser, Rav Yehuda holds all it has to be is planted for 3 days. Something that's in the ground for 3 days, after 3 days, right away it starts to get shroshim, starts to have roots. So it would have been enough to plant it on the 14th day, on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach would have what? Yikara Beser, you would have the 14th day. Zicha Meser, you'd have the next day, the first day of Pesach. Umiksa Shisaser, and you have a little bit of the 16th day. So that's 3 days. So it's enough that these plants, these wheat, is in the ground for 3 days before the Omer. Then it's called, it has roots in the ground, and it'll be mutter. So why do you have to plant it on Yud Gimel, the 13th day? Why isn't it enough to plant it on the 14th day? That's the kasha. If you're going to tell me Rabbi Yud holds, there's a mokum that you're allowed to plant on the 14th day. So here we want to bring a raya, Rabbi Yud Yishvitr is, you're not allowed to do malach any place. On Erev Pesach, the din is, you're not allowed to do malach on Erev Pesach. So that's a raya. Because if you say you are allowed to do malacha, why can't you wait till Erev Pesach and plant it then? And Rashi says, Raz menaches drashi shloi shosu katoni, menaches bar bo saloi. But if you plant it on the 14th day, it's no good. On my time, menaches shloi shosu. Why on the 13th day? For loi katoni arbo, since it's not enough to do this on the 14th day. You could uproot it, then plant it again, and it'll have the 14th, 15th, and 16th. If you want to tell me if you planted the 14th, it won't start having roots. That's brought on the 16th day. That's not true. We hear from Rabbi Yehuda, the Farakam of the Rosh Hashanah, that all you need is just 3 days. Now, we are boss of Mutim Lochif on Erev Pesach, the 14th. You are allowed to do Melochim, Ninkot Arbeta. Pick it off and plant it again on the 14th day. So Ika mixes Arbeta, you have a little bit of the 14th day. V'chameisa kule, the whole 15th day. Or mixa shisan, a little bit of the 16th day. Ad shasakravosoi, until this man when you bring it. So if you tell me now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to do Melochim on Erev Pesach, why do you have to dafka plant it on the 13th day? It should have been enough to plant it on the 14th day. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara gives a few tzuritzim. Omar Rava, one teretz says, Beglil Shonu. Here we're talking about in Glil, it's no kasha. Rabbi Yehuda is also masking, it's a machlokes in the Mishnah, between Mokim Yehuda and Mokim Glil. In the Glil, they held it was Osir. So, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about in Galil. Rabbi Yehuda himself could hold that in Yehuda it's mutter to do it. Just in the Mokum of Galil, he's also masking it's osir. So in Galil, you can't plant on the 14th day. You have to plant on the 13th day. Drat Yomara, I weak or Layla, I have the night. Even if you want to tell me in Galil that you're not allowed to do Malacha on Erev Pesach itself, but the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, at night time, the oral arbos, you are allowed to do Malacha. So why can't you plant at the night time? Omer Rav Sheshes says to Beis Shammai, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is like Beis Shammai, that the night of Erev Pesach is also to do Malacha in Galil. Rav Ashi says no. Li'olam ke Beis Hillel, I'll tell you we're going according to Beis Hillel Shita, that avad at night time you are allowed to do Malacha on Erev Pesach. So the question is then, why do you have to plant these wheats on the 13th day? Why can't you wait till that night, the night coming into the 14th day, and plant it then? You still have the 14th, 15th, and 16th. And the Gemara Lafi Shain Darkan Shubin the Yodim Lanachish Balaylam. Pasha the Mitzvah, people don't go out in the fields and uproot and plant on at night time. So that's why it's not Lamais to do it at night time. If you want to, you could do it at night time. But usually people don't go and plant at night time. Therefore it says, when should you plant? The 13th day. But on the 14th day, in Galilah Stak also. Ravina Wamal Yodim Yehuda. No, I'll tell you what Taka's talking about in Yehuda. Even though Yehuda holds, in the Mokim Yehuda, you're allowed to do Malach on Erev Pesach. So the question is then, why can't you plant these seeds, plant these wheats now, on the 14th day? You'll have the 14th, 15th, and 16th. The Teretz says, Uvash Rosh, Chad Miksa Sayyam Kukula Amrinan. Of a tray Miksa Yam Kukula Lay Amrinan. That's if you say we have to have 3 days that has to be in the ground, then something starts getting roots. Now, how long is 3 days? So, Pasha 3 days means mamish 3 24-hour periods. That would say no. On the 16th day, the yomer is mapped in the middle of the day. You can start eating it even in the middle of the day. So, you see, you don't need the complete 16th day. It's enough miksa sayom. Half of a day is considered like the whole day. But you only say that out of one of the 3 days and not for two of the 3 days. If you're going to tell me your first plant on the 14th day, so you're not going to plant it again right away by scum in the morning. People also don't do that right away. When do they start planting? A little bit in the afternoon or in the morning they start, later on in the day they start planting. So if the first plant in the middle of the day, or 14th, even in the morning, you don't have the complete 24 hours of the 14th. So you only have a mixer to the 14th day. Sure, you have the whole 15th day, but the 16th, they bring the yerm in the middle of the day. So again, you only have half of a day. So 2 half of a days, we don't say. You need at least 2 complete days. Only the 3rd day, you can say half of a day is good. So if we need a complete 14th, a complete 15th, and the mixer to the 16th. So how do you have a complete 14th? And you have to do it on Yudimum. That's why you have to do a 13th, not because you're not allowed to do Malach and Erev Pesach. You're allowed to do Malach and Erev Pesach. But if you wait till Erev Pesach, it won't have enough Hashroshim. You won't have two complete days. You'll only have 1 complete, and 2 halves, that's not enough. You need at least 2 complete days. So the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir went there, Kol Malacha Shehischo Bo, Koydum Laba Osir, any Malacha type of a work, like you are starting to make a suit, if you started to make it before Erev Pesach, is Alacha Goymru Barba Osir. Then you're allowed to finish it off on Erev Pesach. Avo Lo Yaschel Bo Betchilo Barba Osir. But you're not allowed to start any malach at the beginning on Erev Pesach. You first want to start making a sweater now, you shouldn't start making a sweater on Erev Pesach. Even if it's a small sweater that you could finish your tray on Erev Pesach, still you shouldn't do it. So this Mishnah is saying that we're matter to do malach on Erev Pesach, it's only to finish off something that you started already. In other words, finishing is not considered such a malacha, such a big work. But to start, you're not allowed to start on Erev Pesach. So it's a machlokes, we're showing them exactly what this Mishnah means. Does the Mishnah means the makam that is mutter to do malacha, even in a makam that you are allowed to do malacha, what malacha are you allowed to do Erev Pesach? You're only allowed to finish a malacha. But to start a malacha, you're not allowed to. And some of our shumler know how Mishnah is going for a kerd. There's a makam not to do malacha. But what type of a malacha are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to start the new malacha. But if you started to make the sweater before Erev Pesach, and now it comes Erev Pesach, just to finish something, that's not called a chashiv malacha. Just to finish, that's mutter. There are three type of workmen that are allowed to do their work on Erev Pesach. Ad Chatzos, until Chatzos, because the rabbin people need them. The Elohein, these are the three people. Poshim means any place, even if it's a minig, not to do malachim, but these three people are allowed to do malachim. Ha-chaitin, the weavers, his poshim people need their suits made for yomtiv. So come there of yomtiv, your suit is not finished, you want to give it to a weaver, to a tailor, to finish your suits. So the other rabbonim didn't make an exerim. Havada, the achitim, the weavers, are allowed to work on Erev Pesach until Chatzos. The asaporim, and people give haircuts. People have to take a haircut Erev Yom Tov. Supposed to take a haircut Erev Yom Tov. So therefore the haircut, the barber is allowed to be open on Erev Pesach up until Chatzos. The Akoifsim, the people that wash for you, the laundry, that you want to give your clothing in to be cleaned for Yom Tov, so everybody needs them, so they're allowed to work up until Chatzos. Even in the Mokkan, the meaning is not to do Melacha, these three are allowed to do Melacha. Because it's a Sarech HaRabim, and Sarech HaMoyed, also the people that work tin is with leather, they're shoes. So Rashi says, Ritzana means Oshchaf Nim. That means the people that blacken your shoes. Now, if you have a shoe that has to be blackened, it's not ready to wear yet, also that's called Sarach HaYomtiv, and people need the shoes to be ready for Yomtiv. So therefore, if you work on shoes to fix them up, you're allowed to work on them Erev Pesach Ad Chatzos, according to everybody. What?
That, no, that doesn't say. About shechem, people should have shechted before. Oh, you're right. No, you're right. Oichon nefesh is zichem mutter. That's not called a malach. You're right. You're 100% right. Malach is oichon nefesh treat as mutter. Right. Some you're allowed to do on yomtiv. Of course you do that. Right. So only malach that's also do on yomtiv, you shouldn't do Erev Pesach. Right.
But cooking also, but you're allowed to cook Erev Yomtiv also. The same thing. Right. Ibor lihu. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to finish off a sweater, is it only if you need a sweater for Yom Tov? But if you don't need it for Yom Tov, you can't even finish off the sweater. Is that Pshat Mishnah? Because the Mishnah Mamash is only saying you could do a malacha that's only finishing it off, and if it's necessary for Yom Tov. Or Duma, maybe not. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about even if you don't need it for Yom Tov. Since you're only finishing it off, that's mutter. Avul tzarech, but let's say you want something now that you need for Yom Tov, your mamish needs a sweater for Yom Tov, aschulim aslinim, maybe you even let it start it also. About you doing this for Yom Tov, maybe that's mutter. I do, my third side is no. Bein l'tzarech ha-moyed, bein shlo tzarech. Whether you need it for Yom Tov, whether you don't need it for Yom Tov. The locher is, mig marin aschulim loy. You're allowed to start, but you can't finish. Because our mishnah is talking about any case. Whether you need the sweater for Yom Tov or not. The locker is you're only allowed to start doing it for Yom Tov, but you can't finish it off. You can only, forget, I mean, you're not allowed to start, you're only allowed to finish it off. Toshima, come on, bring your raya. The Mishnah says, you're not allowed to start doing malocha, betchila be'arba also on Erev Pesach, afilo tzilzu cotton, afilo a small belt, something small that you could finish it, still, you can't start doing on Erev Pesach. And afilu shavcha katana, even a small shavcha, Rashi says that's on the rosh. That's what the ladies used to wear to put over their hair. They used to wear like a kerchief over the hair, a shavcha. You can't make that on Erev Pesach either. Now, my afilu, what does it mean, even these things? Even these things, this belt and this kerchief over the head, you can't start to make on Erev Pesach. Lav doesn't mean to tell us
that afilu hani l'sarach hamoyed, even this belt and this kerchief that you need for Yom Tov still, migmarin, you're only allowed to finish it if you started before Yom Tov. Of askulaloi, but you're not allowed to start. Start, you're not allowed to. So the churim mechlal l'tziraya tishler l'tzarech. But if you're not doing the tzarech Yom Tov, I'll tell you then migmar nami legarminim. Maybe you're not allowed to even finish it off. Maybe like the first part of the Gemara l'chumra, that you only have this kula if you need it for Yom Tov. Something you need for Yom Tov, then we say you're allowed to finish off the melacha on Erev Pesach. But if you don't need it for Yom Tov, you can't even finish it off. So that's the raya from this braisa. So Mara says, loy, maybe from this braisa you wouldn't have such a raya. I tell you, we're talking about now, tishaloy letzarech. We're talking about now, even if you don't need it for Yom Tov, I'll tell you, migma nami gamrinin. No. I tell you, as long as you're only finishing off a melacha, it's something you started from before Yom Tov, you're allowed to finish it off on Erev Pesach. Or my afilu. So the question is, what's the afilu? Even these things, like anything that you're only finishing off, you're allowed to finish off on Erev Pesach. So Mar says, afilu hani nami, tizutrininu. These things are very small. You're making a small belt, or you're making a small kerchief. The salka daitechamin, if I would think, has chalosan zui gemar malachtam. Even starting it is also only a very small malacha. It's just like you're finishing it off. So I would think, just like you're allowed to finish it off, maybe these things you're allowed to start also. His lechatchila kamash mulon. That's the chiddush of this braisa. That even these things that are very small and easy to do, still we say the halacha is when you're allowed to do it, only if you started to do it before Erev Pesach. But if you didn't start before, you first want to start now on Erev Pesach, it's tak osur, even though it's a small malacha. But really, we could be talking about you don't need it for Yom Tov. In other words, you don't only have to have something that's a tzarech Yom Tov. Even if it's not the tzarech Yom Tov, still it's mutter. Providing what? There's one tonight that you have to start it before Yom Tov. As long as you Erev Pesach, as long as you're only finishing something on Erev Pesach, finishing a thing is not called such a big work. But to start work and finish it, that's awesome. Even though it's a small work, still you shouldn't start it. That's the Chiddush's Braisa. But we don't have a riot to our Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah's talking about even though it's not Litzorech Hayontav, maybe still it's Mutter. Toshima, come now, bring another riot. Rabbi Meir Weimer, Kol Malacha Shu Litzorech Hamoyed. Any type of a work that you want to do now that's for the purpose to be used on Pesach is Goymro Bar Bosar. You're allowed to finish that work you have to do on Erev Pesach. You're allowed to